Askanomiya Senior Center's Executive Director Judy Conton is retiring at the end of this year, after more than 30 years at the helm of the highly successful, nonprofit, independent center. Starting when it was housed in the basement at the Calvary Baptist Church in 1994, Conton, 69, oversaw its move to dedicated space at the North Simcoe Recreation Center in 2004. She then captained its rapid expansion of activities and membership, its milestones and hardships, namely the COVID shutdown, online programs and the center's reopening 1.5 years later. Askanomiya has grown from a budget of $70,000 a year, 1995, and 120 members to one of more than $500,000 a year, with 1,500 members. Programs have blossomed from 5 to 5 dozen with everything from computer education to Zumba. I never thought it would get this big, Conton told Midland Today recently. I just tried to keep up. We had a board of directors who had lots of ideas and members who came to me with ideas. I had to recruit volunteers and instructors. A retirement party for Conton is scheduled for November 22 at the Brookley Golf and Country Club from 2 to 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome to come. There will be musical entertainment. Everybody knows Judy, says Blair Randolph, the current number 2, who will become the executive director in January. She's irreplaceable. She's put her whole entire soul into this place. I feel like she is the reason it's gotten so big. She's the reason why it succeeded, Randolph says. Conton has a big personality and can easily talk to anyone in the room, says Randolph. In the office, she's a lioness when it comes to securing grants for the facility. The fundraising that she's done for this place is quite amazing. Judy made this place as big as it is. She grew this place and made it very affordable for people, Randolph says. Proof: Askanomiya has secured approximately $300,000 in grants this year alone. That's all Judy, says Randolph. Lily Shannon was taking part in Material Girls Sewing Group at Askanomiya recently and knows Conton well. I think she is really looking forward to retiring. She's been an awesome director. Everybody loves her, says Shannon. Askanomiya is such an important part of life for local seniors that people have moved to the Midland for its programs, says Randolph. Randolph said she has toured retired couples through the center when they were researching a place to move to, and at least two of those couple moved to Midland, joined Askanomiya, and reported that its expansive programming was one of the selling features. Askanomiya adapted to the COVID shutdown in March 2020 by putting programs online, mainly using the Zoom platform. We did programs all day on Zoom, ukulele lessons, painting classes, line dancing, fitness classes, the writing group. Some would just get online to socialize because we were missing that, says Conton. Conton also applied for and received grant money to purchase and distribute 90 tablet computers to members. We gave out free tablets to people who couldn't otherwise connect with their families or doctors, she says. Conton said it's the people that have kept her going all these years. You make friends when you work with people on a day-to-day basis. We hear their stories and they hear your stories, so it elevates compassion, she says. We had a supportive board. Because the board is made up of members, they would always support the staff in their endeavors. So what is Conton going to do in her retirement? I'm going to come to Askanomiya. I'm going to watercolor paint, play ukulele, and I have to do a fitness program of some kind, like drumming alive or Zumba. Askanomiya milestones. Plus 1987 idea for a dedicated senior center started by Martha Dickerson and a group of seniors at the Calvary Baptist Church. Plus 1989, January, Askanomiya Senior Center opens at Calvary Baptist Church with 100 members. The first program was a foot clinic. Plus 2004, September, Askanomiya moves into its dedicated space at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. Askanomiya members contributed $30,000 for construction. Plus 2011, the first place outside of Toronto to offer pickleball was Askanomiya. Plus signature events. the spring fashion show in April and the Honor the Veterans lunch in November. Plus most popular programs, line dancing and pickleball. Plus most popular outing, Askanonia members filled 9 coach buses to go see Come From Away in Toronto, 2019. Plus 2020, March, COVID shuts down in-person activities. Programs go online and outdoors. Plus 2021, November, Askanonia reopens the center in Midland. Plus 2024, December, membership surpasses 1,500. Judy Conton retires, Blair Randolph becomes executive director.